Narayana namasmicha narocheva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tujojayam mudirayat nashta praisva vadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavadutam usloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
So this afternoon The lecture is entitled A Devotee's Desire. A Devotee's Desire. So, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Sindhu, able to find out what a devotee should desire to do. And then we can compare what we hear to what we're doing and then see the room that's there for improvement and how we're going to tackle that. This is from the 64 principles given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He is the spiritual master of the founder of his Srila Prabhupada. And out of the 64 principles, we'll talk about principle number 15 today. Principle number 15, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, an intimate devotee does not have any other desire besides serving the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. We'll say it again. An intimate devotee does not have any other desire besides serving the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Now before we go on to the prayers, Bhagavatam prayers are important to do, so we'll start there. Om Ajnanati Vedantasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Omnitam Jena Tasmai Shri Kribe Navaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stavitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Rupnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sagvetam Sahabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Vrita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranavati Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sunnidhe Vacha Aditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna, Krishnaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Kinamini, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Sunya Bhari Paschachari Vishitari, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prima Padayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namni Purasase Namaha, Ananda Namaya Vigrahaya Himavya Vachati Shandaraya Tasvima Prima Rasmataya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna So, principle number 15 of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj's 64 principles for devotees for development self-development as well as community development. So he says an intimate devotee an intimate devotee. When we hear the word intimate, that has something to do with the heart. Mm-hmm. Intimacy has something to do with it. So an intimate devotee, and as Krishna has arranged it, the soul is in the heart area anyway. So for us, an intimate devotee is an intimate, is a devotee that has the understanding that they are serving to connect with the heart, with the soul. They are serving using the heart to please Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, such a devotee does not have any other desire besides serving the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. You might say, is this Krishna consciousness? Why didn't Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, follow Krishna, follow Radha, follow Supreme Personality of Godhead? But, he says, the intimate devotee has no other desire besides serving those who follow Srila Rupa Goswami. So then he said, who is Srila Rupa Goswami? And who are the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami? If we follow Srila Rupa Goswami, then we are living the very spirit of what a devotee is supposed to be. Gopi Bhatu Padakamalaya Das Das and Das. We are supposed to be the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami is a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a disciple also of Lord Chaitanya. So serving him means serving the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So serving the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami means serving the servants of the servant of Sri Chaitanya. Mm-hmm. Serving the servant, the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, of the servant of Goswami himself, who is a servant of Lord Chaitanya. We are given the mercy in Krishna consciousness because of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And they are here on the altar. By the mercy, by their mercy, they have come. Mm-hmm. To help us to grow in Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj shows the exalted position of Vaishnavas. Why do we say that? Well, a Vaishnava, an intimate devotee of the Lord, is serving the servants of the servants of the Lord. And he's in an exalted position. Even though he's a servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord. Why? Srila Prabhupada teaches us that a devotee should be the servant of a servant of a servant of a servant. He said in one lecture, he said, 1,000 times servant. The further down you feel as a servant of the Lord, the more humble you become. And humility is one key ingredient in the character of a devotee. Without humility, we can't grow. Without humility, our egos take over. Then our egos take us all kinds of situations. Then we become literally the agent for Maya, doing all kinds of negative things. Because it's like, as you say in America, my way or the highway. And you know that doesn't bring harmony, usually. So, when we are servant of a servant of a servant, then that shows humility, and humility is what's connected to the exalted position of a devotee. So, the founders of this movement, this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. Our CEO is Srila Prabhupada, but the actual owner is Lord Chaitanya. Mm-hmm. So, Srila Prabhupada is a servant of a servant of a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Servant of a servant of a servant of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami was taught Krishna consciousness by Lord Chaitanya himself. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami were taught by the Lord himself, Lord Chaitanya. And from his teachings, they wrote quite a number of books. And the books are very, very important. Handbooks, literally, telling us what to and what not to do. One is the Nectar of Devotion, and the other one is Nectar of Instruction. Those two are quite well known. Nectar of Instruction is a book with 11 texts or 11 verses. But Srila Prabhupada gives a lot of explanation, commentary, purports for each verse or each text. And depending on how time goes and help from my Maharaj, we will talk about some things from Nectar of Instruction, especially the third text. I heard a nice summary of the text by Srila Prabhupada. And it's very important, so we'll get to that. Now, so the founders of the movement have come directly from Krishna's abode. Srila Prabhupada, at one time, as his disciples told us, he was in a room with them. And he was quite grave. He was quiet. The devotees were quiet. Of course, they were wondering what's going on in his head. But it didn't take long. Srila Prabhupada said, I was with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, I was with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And he told me to come to this material world, especially to this earth. And my first response to him is, material world? A horrible place. A horrible place. So that was the Prabhupada's way of protesting. He didn't say he wouldn't go. He just said it's a horrible place. He said, Krishna told him, you go and I will assist you. In all kinds of ways. You just go. And so, Srila Prabhupada, actually he hadn't predicted that there would be someone who would come and spread the Krishna consciousness movement in every town and village. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. Who was that person? We didn't know then. At that time he hadn't predicted. The prediction was out there. So, Krishna arranged and directed Srila Prabhupada to come. Now, the devotees were also asked him, but if the mantra was to be spread the whole world over, and Lord Chaitanya himself was here on this earth, and he was in India, and he was spreading the chanting of the holy name, he spread it all over India, he's God. He owns all of the universes, material and spiritual. So why didn't he spread the movement in every town and village? Why did he do it himself? After all, he was doing it in India. He went all over India. So they asked Srila Prabhupada that question. How come Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not spread the holy name in the whole world? And again, Srila Prabhupada was grave. And he answered simply, Lord Chaitanya left that task to me. He left that task to me, that service to me. So if we added to what he had said earlier, that he was with Krishna, and Krishna asked him to come to the material world, Lord Chaitanya had already decided Srila Prabhupada was going to spread the Hare Krishna mantra the whole world over. He started at, you know, age that was up there, literally 69, 70. And so, by Krishna's arrangement, those who heard him chant the mantra and play a small drum in New York City, Pumpkin Square Park, they came, and with their help, and their youth, and their energy, you know, usually the energy is there. He was older, but he was extremely kind still. A lot of devotees, what Srila Prabhupada was telling you, they didn't even understand him when he was preaching. They didn't understand the accent that he was, had. It was a little heavy for them. But he was so kind to them. And that is what opened their hearts. And if you hear many of them speak, especially those that were videoed, which you can actually see their reaction to the video, you see that without them having to say it, in so many words, there was nothing they wouldn't do for him. That was how much love they had for Srila Prabhupada. And so it became possible. Srila Prabhupada simply ordered them when they understood that he was guru, spiritual master, and they understood what it meant, and he started initiating them. Then, from their understanding of spiritual master and disciple relationship, he was able to ask them to go to different places around the world and begin to establish temples or storefronts, whatever way they could do it. Now, when a spiritual master gives a task to do, service to do, the potency to get it done is also there. It's also given. Whether the disciple realizes that or not, that doesn't mean anything. But the potency is there, it's going to be given. And so some of the examples, I mean, imagine going to Britain and then meeting of all people, the Beatles. You're going to go through several hoops to meet that group because it was very popular and therefore there was so much protection that was there. Still, it became possible because of the desire of Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness. People who were not even citizens of Britain were able to meet the Beatles. And not only that, the Beatles opened up to them too. Yeah, there's so many stories connected with that. It would take a long time to talk about them, but there was very, very great connection, and of course through that, the manor was bought, and one of the Beatles, and now it's a very nice dam outside of the city that the devotees just have wonderful commune with environment, with, you know, great Sangha association among them. So this is all possible by the mercy of a spiritual master. And the empowerment is given by Lord Chaitanya himself. In the same way, many acharyas have come up. If we look on the altar, you see the pictures, first from the bottom, but the first set of pictures, they are all from the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Maharaj, Gokishore Das, Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji, and then some who are not on there, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, the list goes on. These are all spiritual world residents. Now the reason that they're here, although it's very, very rare to find a true representative of a spiritual world, they are here because of their mercy, trying to help us and beckoning us to come back to the spiritual world. We want freedom. America is the land of the free. Well, we have so many laws speaking about freedom, but we have a lot of laws. So life in material world in Kali Yuga demands that we have so many things to do and not to do and so on. So we are really challenged in terms of living a peaceful life. But that is the way it is in the spiritual world. It's like that. And therefore, these wonderful, pure devotees of the Lord are asking us to go back. Now, the systems, there are different systems of transcendence, meaning that things above materialism, but not many of them actually talk about this level of understanding of Krishna. There are schools that teach impersonalism. That's the merging into the effulgence of the Lord. It's supposed to be peaceful. Yes, it is peaceful. Once the Prabhupada confirms that. But there is no activity. So, to get to the place where no anxiety, wonderful activity, constant joy and love around all of us, We are practicing how to get there, but there, it's like that. So they have the power of attorney to represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not given to just any messenger. That's not given to any messenger, any old messenger, anybody. They are special people. In the spiritual world, many of them are gopas, karapas, gopis. Some of them are serving the gopis. So they know what the situation is like in the spiritual world, and they know that the real happiness will come from being given the chance to go back. So they've come to invite us to go back. Nobody goes to the kingdom of God, to Goloka Vrindavan, without being invited. We can't just join, fill out an application, here you go, you're in. No. So the connection between even the disciple and the spiritual master is an intimate connection set up in such a way that the spiritual master, the initiating spiritual master that joins us formally to the parampara, the disciplic succession, is one who agrees to guide the disciple in ways to do and not to do, do's and don'ts, so that they will get the mercy of the Lord to go back to the spiritual world. We didn't say too that they will qualify to go to the spiritual world, so they did get the mercy of the Lord to go to the spiritual world. As a matter of fact, when the disciple leaves the body, and that happens to everyone, leaves the body, the initiating spiritual master connects with that soul and acts as the, for lack of a better word, defense attorney for that particular person. In other words, what the devotee has put in effort to do in service to the Lord would be used by the spiritual master to make a case to Krishna to be allowed to go back. And that's why it's by invitation and not by qualification. And Krishna agrees, all right, you put in great effort. His heart was in the right place. He did so many things. And the big secret is, the more you serve devotees, the more Krishna is happy. Happier Krishna is. Well, that's the more we serve devotees. And that's not too hard to figure out. Krishna is self-satisfied. He doesn't really need anything. We are the ones in need of things. And so, when other devotees see the need, and they try to fulfill the need of other devotees, it really helps to consolidate the movement and the association as a whole. You see, when someone needs help, and another devotee helps that person, that devotee that has been helped, not only is happy with the help that's been given, but it also affirms the fact that I'm in the right place. There are people who care about me. And so they will, in fact, come to my aid when I need help. That would make us not want to leave the association of devotees. So Krishna, you know, whatever happens, Krishna's going to have fun with the gopis. We're not in the middle of that. But we're the ones that need help. And so when devotees help other devotees, then the society, the bond, not to mention even the bond of the person who's helped, the person that's helped and the person that's received the help, that bond becomes very strong. So what we're saying in so many words is, when we're talking to each other, this regular conversation, listen to what the other person is saying. And without saying anything to them, make a note, mental note, of the kind of help that you could give them from the conversation. And then arrange, without letting them know, just arrange to give that kind of help. That would definitely strengthen the bond between ourselves, each other. Now, when we meet that person, since help has been given by that person to us, when we see that person, we immediately become happy. Because we remember, yeah, this is the person that helped me. Immediately the mind goes to that. And then when we greet each other, Hare Krishna, which is to remind the Lord, to remind us what we're connected to, bhakti. But the mood behind it would be a very happy mood because of the assistance we've given each other and the bond that we formed. So assisting or serving the devotees is very important. Pure devotees serve each other. Sannyasis serve each other. Many, many, many times living with Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, I found that out firsthand. Some of the calls that come in, you may overhear some of the conversations because we were living with them in the same place. And sometimes it's a disciple that's called. Sometimes it's another devotee that's called. And of course, the letters just keep coming. And a lot of the emails. So that all has to respond. Sometimes up to 3 o'clock in the morning, responding to emails. And I'm not kidding you. So much so they train some of the other senior disciples to respond to some of the letters. But see, this, the care is needed. And when he helps other sannyasis, some of you know, the one time I saw in the back of a car, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj and his god brother, there were things that they were discussing, and at the end they hugged each other. I saw all of this. And then later on, that we lost a sannyasi. I won't mention his name, but we know him. He mentioned that he had some things on his mind about service, but he wasn't sure whether he should really take the plunge and do it. And so he asked Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, the way he described it, he said, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj gave him a big smile and said, go for it. And that go for it turned out to be that this sannyasi became a spiritual master. And now he has 100+ disciples. From all over the world. So, assisting each other is done at all the ashram levels. And we should remember that Krishna is happier with us the more we assist each other. So, to follow the followers, or to serve the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami means to follow Lord Chaitanya's instructions, because he gave it to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So if we follow those, then we are doing the right thing. Our mentality or our consciousness is also in the right place. So when we put in an effort to serve, then the love from the devotees of Krishna, the pure devotees, their love will complement what little credits that we make in service to the Lord. We really can't return to Goloka Vrindavan based on our service efforts. We can't. One, we don't do things perfectly. Not only that, we don't even have perfect senses, much less do things perfectly. So if we're doing things with senses that are not perfect, it's not going to be perfect anyway. But the heart, the intention, the heart should be good. So the heart, because the intention should be, I want to do the best that I can. The best that I can. And so when we serve in that way, then the time comes and we have some spiritual credits. It's not enough. Actually, we're supposed to chant. You know, devotee, how many rounds of Vaishnava is supposed to chant every day? How many rounds? Oh, you can speak a little louder. I can hear.
16 for ISKCON, 64 for Gaudiya.
Well, just one number. What is a devotee of Vaishnava supposed to chant? That was my question. 64 rounds. And how many rounds do we chant? What fraction of 64 is 16?
1/4.
1/4. 1/4, right? That's 25%. You go to school and you do a test and they give you 25%, you got an F. Believe me. Professor doesn't hesitate to give you an F if you're 25%. 25% of the total number of rounds a bystander is supposed to do, if you do that as a minimum, which means 25% is a passing grade. If you get it any higher, it's also a passing grade. So 25 and now, that we will get the opportunity to go back to Godhead. Now, it doesn't mean that we really did the rounds that we're supposed to do as a Vaishnava. The answer is no. But because it came from Srila Prabhupada, and it came because Srila Prabhupada says you chant 64 rounds, the devotees complained they couldn't keep up their service and chant the rounds, and he brought it down to 32, which was half of that. And still he got some complaint and he brought it down to half of that, 16, and says minimum, no lower than that. That was Srila Prabhupada speaking. And when he gave that that bottom line, you just go, don't go lower than that, Krishna accepts. Because the devotees are going to try. And that's where that's important. We have to put in the effort. So we don't have enough credits to go. We don't do 64 rounds. So automatically we don't have enough credits to go. But because the spiritual master's love is there, so his own credits complement ours. And this is how we get the opportunity to go. Therefore, the spiritual master gives so much mercy. So much mercy. And that, whether you've heard it before or not, you better not, or I better not forget that. It is the spiritual master's mercy that makes it possible for us to go back home. The mercy aspect. So, although there are three different ways, sadhana siddha, the person who is advanced, already Baba or Krishna Prema, they go back to the spiritual world when they spend some time here doing service. Kripa siddha, those who receive the blessings from the Lord, that's us. The mercy from the spiritual master. And the head of the gurus who give the mercy is none other than Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda. And Srila Prabhupada said, so we throw that in, you chant and dance in front of Lord Puranga and Lord Nityananda, you will never see a hellish planet. I heard that with my own ears. Even if one is not successful enough and returns to the material world to continue, they will not be put in a hellish planet. This is how much mercy is there. By chanting the holy name of the Lord in front of Golitai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Rupa Goswami wrote, as we said, among other books, Nectar of Instruction and Nectar of Devotion. So, the third text or verse of Nectar of Instruction. Utsaha nishchaya dhairat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vite sadhya bhakti prashiditi. So there are six things that a devotee should definitely include in their service. What to do and what to be about. First, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. And that's utsaha. Enthusiasm, you have to be enthusiastic, and the definition of enthusiasm is to endeavor with intelligence. To endeavor with intelligence. The external show of enthusiasm is obvious. When devotees are chanting and jumping up and down and so on, it's obvious that shows that. But a deeper definition of enthusiasm is to endeavor to serve with intelligence. In other words, do your very best and don't let any kind of problems, material problems, stop us from putting in the service. That is also another definition of enthusiasm. So that's utsa. Then, endeavoring with intelligence, we've talked about that, endeavoring with also confidence. So why should we have confidence? Well, Krishna said to Arjuna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra before the war started, speaking Bhagavad Gita, or speaking to him, and that was Bhagavad Gita, that do the service, do your prescribed duty, but don't concern yourself with the results that will come from the work. Just do your duty. See? Okay. Shishigora Nitai Kora Chandra Ki. Dhanabhadi Subhadra Maharani Ki. So Krishna says, endeavor, do your work, but don't worry about the results. Now think about it. If you're told to do your work and not worry about the results, what's the problem? There can't be any problem. You will just work. You will work because you know Krishna will take care of what happens. And that alone would give you confidence to do the work. And the other way is, the other way of looking at it is, if you're supposed to work and you're supposed to get a particular result, then at the time you're working, you're going to keep thinking, will I get there or will I not? Maybe I will feel, maybe, you know, that thought would be in the back of your mind. But Krishna is taking that off. Therefore, when you serve according to the instructions of the spiritual master, not worrying about the results of it, then definitely you will serve giving all your effort into it. And that's where the confidence is. That's the spiritual confidence. And sometimes there will be challenges. Therefore, it takes us to the third point, important, being patient. In Kali Yuga now, we're being taught exactly the opposite. How to do things very quickly. Electronic equipment, it should be faster than the last one that came. And on and on and on and on and on. Therefore, iPhone 5, 6, 10, it's going to be 20 and 30 and whatever. Always not only giving more options, but working faster. Computer the same thing. Operating systems have to go faster. Here, one of the principles that a devotee should be about in executing pure devotional service is to be patient. Why? Well, it ties into the results of what we do. Krishna already says, leave the results to me. Therefore, if we're doing service, then how things are playing out, that is in the hands of Krishna. And so, sometimes we know that maybe you should wind up this way, but we do the service and then there's a turn. I'll give you one example. When we, Anastasia and myself went to India to get Shishi Nitai Gaurachandra. So when it was finished, those who were doing the work finished the work, they delivered the deities. It was in the metal container. Just really, you know, they were aware of the fact that we were going to fly with it, so they made the inside secure for the deities, done so nicely. And then we just took it and we went to the airport. And then, just a question of giving, you know, our bags and everything else to the airport. We just go, we have our tickets. And then they tell us, our bags are all okay, but the deities is overweight. So we can't put it in the plane. And I said, but these are the reason we're in India in the first place. You can't come with us. And no matter what we talked about, they said, this is the rule. We're not trying to be difficult. The maximum weight is 70 pounds. They said it in kilograms, but it works out to 70 pounds. And the people who are lifting these bags, the rule is that they explain why the rule is there. You go over that. Those people can also have all kinds of problems with their bodies. Therefore, there is a certain limit that's set. And your box exceeds that. In the meantime, some people that come and they see, and one person without even asking somehow knew that they were DDs in the box because of how I responded to us. And then there was another person to the fans, they worship idols anyway. So we got it both sides. But in the meantime, there was no going. We called all kinds of carriers, DHL, you name it, on the phone trying. We wanted to have the DDs installed on the 25th. Is it 25th of February? Yeah, 25th of February. And the way they were talking, yes, the DHL can bring it, but they'll bring it at the time it will be past the arranged time for it, them to be installed. So here we are in Kolkata Airport, India. And I just told them, all right, so if the DDs are not coming, we're not getting on the plane either. So we're trying to do the best that we can, but here's the situation. Finally, we went back to the hotel. So we didn't fly that night, which means we lost the money, our return money, right, that the airline took. And then things began to unfold. All right, the container's too heavy, and therefore we got somebody in that hotel, and they announced, told them the reason we had come back. We actually stayed there before. When we first came to India, we stayed there. So the same place. And so they just got somebody who was one of the workers there to bring tools, and they helped to take the DDs out, and we decided to put them in a regular suitcase, a good, decent sized one. So we had to repack them. So we stayed overnight. Repack when came in a different airline. Talk about results of things that happened. Lucy, we just said, this is the Leela, it's unfolding. And so whatever they're going to do, we're just going to try to bring them, but basically the details is going to be left up to their lordships. And so this is what happened. So finally, we got them in there, and new suitcase. We went to the mall and bought new suitcases. And this time we weighed all the suitcases to make sure that we weren't going over it before we got to the airport. And we had a few pounds to give in there, so we made sure that we went to a place where the suitcase could be wrapped and wrapped them tight, because we don't know what's going to happen in the airport. In there, it's a different situation now inside the bag from the way they did it by the manufacturers look with it, and they did such a nice job keeping them steady. So we got to the airport, and the deity suitcase just made the top limit of what's accepted, 70 pounds. Just made it. When we were going, it was less than that, but when we had it wrapped around to the more weight got added on, we just made it. And then we came back. Nichigo Puffer from the Medicine, New York Airport. So that's not much. it's medium version, not too long a version. It was more to it of the leader. So basically, the devotees put themselves out, and whatever happens, that's decided by the Lord. But we have to do the very best that we can. The very best that we can. There were more things that happened even in the airport, but we'll save you that part of it. There were still a few things that we had to deal with, even when the wait was made. I'll just tell you one situation about the extra baggage. The extra baggage had been paid for. They said they couldn't find it on their computer, even though we paid for it. So we had to pay again. And it was later on in the week who helped us to get that extra money back. So there's more than that last time, the Lord, how they got here. So we have to just simply give our hearts to the Lord and have them decide what happens in service. We just have to be enthusiastic, because without enthusiasm, we are not going to be successful. But we have to understand that things are not in our hands either. So we serve the best that we can. And this is a teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami. So when we follow Rupa Goswami, then we have to be in that kind of mood. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, are there any questions? The mic is, I don't think it's here. No, it's not here. It's okay. You can ask questions. I forgot. Yeah.
Thank you so much for this wonderful class. It was really sweet.
For me, it was a very sweet meditative class.
I wanted to share a couple of pastimes, incidents, and then I have a question. One is when you were speaking about how devotees reciprocate with each other, especially the spiritual masters, the first thing that came to my mind, it just popped into my head, is Bhakti Chiraswami, is whenever they had the BBC Mayapur meetings in Mayapur, all the gurus get invited by Bhakti Chiraswami to this quarters, prasad. And he knows what menu they want. So Anuttama Prabhu was telling me that one time Bhakti Chiraswami asked him, you know, come over for lunch. And he told Maharaj, if you make me Italian, I'll come. Because he's known to make three good crafts, Bengali, Italian, and Chinese. He's known to make that. And he's known for his crustless cheese pizza. So that's what he made for one of the ones. So I was really relishing how even at the level of gurus and sannyasis, they serve each other all the time, you know. So that was one. And secondly, when you mentioned the overbag of Jesna, when he came in yesterday.
Okay.
He was helping me to fight to get this double duplicate payment that I made for the baggage, and it took us, what, 4 months?
The refund for one month.
The overpayment came in yesterday. And the other half came in yesterday. It was a 4 month fight. Talk about. Anyway, but yeah, so finally came in. He went back and forth. But the question I have is this. How does one develop patience in an impatient world?
So the question is, how does one develop patience in an impatient world? It's funny, I was going to mention something about Buddhism, but I don't think I'm going to go there. and there's a reason. Because I was in different religions, finally searching for truth until I came to Krishna consciousness. There's two things. Associating with devotees who are advanced, you're going to learn a lot of the qualities of the devotees from them. I have seen situations, I've been in situations, or even on Zoom calls, where somebody is asking a question and the speaker, this time was a sannyasi, a guru, answering the questions, and they fired even more, and fired even more, and fired even more questions. And the mood behind it was a mood of impatience. But the spiritual master that was answering those took his time. Every time that the question came, he looked at it and answered it the best way that could benefit that particular devotee. Although at some point he had to also advise this devotee that basically you're getting the answers to your question, but if you hear and you go by what's being said, then you're going to benefit from it. Otherwise, it's going to be business as usual for you, basically going round and round and round, when in fact the question that you asked is being answered for you. So two things. One, the spiritual master that was doing the Zoom call didn't jump on this person. He could have chastised, and gurus do chastise, but he didn't. He chose not to. And the second point was to also educate her to improve her mood at which he approaches asking questions. Now, it takes a person who is patient to do that. So when you're around someone who deals with different situations, you can learn from it too. There are quite a few advanced devotees that I know, that when I was in Giranagri, for example, that they had every reason to be upset with some of our activities, those mistakes that we made, and I'm one of them that made the mistakes. Yet how they handled it was to use mild words. I had made quite a few mistakes in serving on the altar. And the senior devotee, Papa disciple, had noticed it. So one day, she sat me down, Mataji, and then they explained, you do this, you do this, you do this. And so she went over the points of the things that I'm supposed to do correctly. And every one that I heard, I knew that I had done wrongly, but she was telling me how the correct way to do it. And then when she finished, she ended by saying, it will be good to keep these in mind. That was it. That was it. Using those kind of words, you can accept it. You can accept it. So use a mild word. This is Mother Kanini, by the way. Yeah. So you learn like that. You made mistakes. And when you come to the question, it's going to be like that. The mistakes will be there. Somebody will have to point out things, you know, to you. But use of those words, mildness, very much connect with patience. And if you don't know how, you can learn. Sometimes you'll be talking to somebody and something you may say may make them upset. You don't just fire back at the person. The person is firing, you're firing, now you're butting heads, and you're going to get anywhere. So another thing that you have to remember is when in a discussion, first of all, we have to have the wherewithal to say, I'm sorry. That has to come somehow at some point. If we think that we have done something that has actually agitated someone else. But you have to hear the other person out. Put yourself in their shoes. We shouldn't worry too much about our point as what the other person is saying. Because if we think about what the other person is saying, you're definitely going to hear them. And then also be careful not to get to the point where it's like anger versus anger and, you know, butting heads. Then not only does the conversation end, but your friendship ends too, along with it. Right? So being aware of these things and watching what other senior devotees who deal with situations that come up do, we can learn patience. Mildness, especially using mild words, the way Mother Kanini corrected me. And actually, one more example, this is Balabhadra Prabhu that cares for cows, his cow protection, Balabhadra Prabhu, white body, Balabhadra Prabhu. He came to Giranagri. My godbrother Saracha was taking care of cows. And he came to help him. He was from the city. You know, Saracha was from the city, so he didn't know much about taking care of cows. So Balabhadra Prabhu came. And he was in the cow shed for a while. And then he came up to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's residence. He was getting ready to give a lecture. I was sitting next to both of them. They were sitting next to each other. And I was sitting next to them. So I was in earshot. I could hear what they were saying. And so Balabhadra Prabhu was describing to Saracha about some of the things that he noted about Saracha was not doing correctly about taking care of the cows. So then he started talking, if you do this, if you do this, and then he's mentioning the things that he was doing wrongly. If you do the cows like that, if you don't do it this time, so on, then you might think that that is bad. No, he didn't say that. He said, then there is concern. If you do this, if you do this, then there's concern. And he kept using the word concern. And I could hear him. I said, oh, okay. So stop saying bad. Use the word concern because it's a milder word. Still makes the point. Still makes the point that he was talking about. But yeah, in terms of using milder words, you can go a long way with it. As far as connecting with patients. Good question. Hare Krishna. Yes.
What would you say is the difference between, because you were discussing senior devotees, they give corrections and things, how to differentiate as, like, you know, be a fighter, newer devotee, between, say, fault finding and good instruction, or, say, any, like, to make sure that if some people can use the ability to find what may be wrong to kind of, so how to determine, because there's the dangers of that as well. Some people can, because I feel safe here, but for other people who may be, it'd be harder to differentiate between someone who is actually fault finding really harshly, pushing them away from, you know, like, than someone who is actually good in instruction, correction.
So the question was about a person who comes here, of course, they're going to hear some instructions from some devotees, and Prabhu was asking about distinction, how to, you know, distinguish between a situation where your harsh words,
like, fault finding.
Someone, yes, fault finding versus
good instruction.
Good instruction. Fault finding versus good instruction. Now, when you're saying something that needs to be done, and the person especially is able to use the scriptures to support what they're saying, then definitely that is good instruction. When there's, you know, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this. It is said here that we have to, then, you know, quote some from different parts of the scriptures. Then you know the person that's even hearing would realize that this one's not out to get me, but he's just trying to tell me the right things to do. And in fact, there is no backing of it in the scriptures. So that's definitely one way that you can tell. That's the way that comes to me right away. Now the other one is just how they, you know, they talk, how they come across, their body language. Now, some, and, you know, there's ways to handle it, and I'll just say one of them, because you might want to use it yourself sometimes if you have to tell somebody something else. And you don't have to be senior to do that. Every devotee has good qualities. Yeah, good nature, or higher nature, and there's lower nature. So if you want to talk to somebody something that's maybe critical, you might want to start, it's one of the ways, you might want to start talking about some of the things that the devotee has done that is positive. Start with that. And then try to use as many mild words as possible. Sometimes you're not always able to, but try to use those to bring the point that you want to talk about to them. And then, at the end, again, say something positive about them. So, the thing that you want to really say that could push their buttons is sandwiched between a good thing at the beginning and a good thing at the end. And that thing is, in, you know, you brought the point out, but that's in the middle. That's also another way to do it.
So if you're treated that way, then you know it's good instruction.
Well, it's good instruction because it's backed up. It's backed up, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So thank you for allowing me to do the service. Shri Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Thakur ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Krishna.